A school year like no other has now led to a summer like no other for Oklahoma students. State Impact's Robbie Korth traveled to Stillwater to see how schools are incorporating fun and going back to basics to get students ready for a more typical fall.
So this is a following directions activity, so it's very important that you turn those listening ears all the way on. Can you do that for me right now?
In Summer Morris's kindergarten class at Highland Park Elementary in Stillwater, you wouldn't know the time of year. This lesson is simple. Follow directions and work at a similar pace to your classmates while drawing a picture.
Don't move ahead of Mrs. Morris, okay? Stay with me. Don't try to get ahead.
This is foundational work for kindergartners. Normally, they get this kind of instruction in August as the school year starts. But after a year of missing out on what's normal thanks to COVID-19, students have to go back to basics while having a good time.
We make learning fun. And they think they're playing games, and they think they're singing and dancing, but what they're really doing is learning the alphabet, and learning how to rhyme, and learning how to count syllables, and learning how to cooperate together in groups.
Stillwater has made a concerted effort to boost its summer offerings to students through the district's Summer Academy program.
Normally, these kiddos would not be at summer school.
That's Aaron Small, who is in charge of the summer programming for elementary students in Stillwater. In a normal year, kindergartners wouldn't even be here. This year, students who were really struggling from all grades were asked to come to summer school, but any student could take part.
So any of those parents that felt like my kiddo just really missed a lot this year, and I really want to help get them where they need to be before next school year starts, they got to come too.
Stillwater has more than three times as many elementary students participating in summer programming when compared to a normal year. And their curriculum is designed to be fun, but also address where many students are struggling based on assessments during the school year.
We've shared data with our teachers to let them know where those gaps are so that the teachers here at Summer Academy can meet the students' needs exactly where they are and see what gaps they need to fill.
Stillwater is leaning on federal COVID-19 relief funds to pay for its Summer Academy. And they're hardly alone. State leaders are encouraging school districts to amp up their summer learning opportunities. Districts are required to use 20% of the $1.5 billion allocated in the American Rescue Plan on learning loss recovery. Here's State Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister at a May press conference.
We arguably face the greatest challenge in education in modern history, and that is, how do we ensure that our kids will rebound from the pandemic stronger than ever?
The State Department of Education plans to put $14 million into its Ready Together Oklahoma summer programs. Hoffmeister says there is a lot of planning to do. Recovering from the learning lost in the pandemic will take years, but the foundation needs to be laid right now.
And so our kickoff and our real hefty boost is to try to make the most of this summer with strong strategic planning for the fall and into the next.
It's unclear how many students are participating in summer activities, but Tulsa Public Schools, for example, has about 10,000 students enrolled in its summer program, compared to only 5,000 in summer 2019. Tulsa's Chief Learning Officer, Ebony Johnson.
We just believe that there's an urgent need for restorative and meaningful summer experiences.
National observers have praised Tulsa's approach, which includes a month of programming in July where every student in the district can go to their school to recover from the lost year.
We've committed in an unprecedented way to investing in our young people and doing that this summer in a way that we've not done before.
Federal funding will last for the next three summers, but the long-term fate of beefed-up summers for schools remains to be seen. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.